Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Well, good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and a lot of things across the state have shut down. Coronavirus or COVID-19 has taken grasp of this state. And one of the things I don't think we can close, and we should enjoy, because a lot of people, kids are home, they're looking for things to do. One of those things is get outside and visit the state parks and forests and just enjoy the outdoors while you can. The weather has been fantastic. There's no reason why we can't get outside. It's before the bugs and mosquitoes start to eat us alive. And joining me is Eric Hammerling, the executive director of the Connecticut Forest and Parks Association. Eric, the outdoors, there's plenty to do.
Yeah, and there's plenty of it. So if you're worried about being too close to people, that's a great place to go.
And, you know, that's the thing. You could, there's so many state parks. The openness of the state, it is a small state, but there's a lot of state parks in this state that people can experience.
Yeah, we have 110 state parks and 32 state forests, and we've got 3,000 plus miles of trail. So lots of places in every community where people can go to stretch their legs and improve their mental health and get out of the feeling of stir craziness that I think we're all going to be experiencing pretty soon.
There is a lot to do. And as an association, you guys do events to bring people outdoors, whether it's, you know, a hike at a certain location for people to learn certain things of that area. There's so many events going on. What do you guys have coming up in the next couple of weeks while everyone's kids are home and they can get outdoors before the end of March?
And I would say the best way to find out what's coming up is to go to ctwoodlands.org and go to that events calendar and see some of the things that are on the schedule. But we do have, over the next few weeks, several different led hikes by volunteers. They're usually small groups, and they are going into fairly remote areas, so you're able to preserve both the social distancing that is safe, as well as get into some beautiful places.
And that's what I'm looking at. I mean, there's long-distance hikes, there's relaxed rambles, there's along the railroads, Wadsworth Falls, and then spring's coming up, so you have the nature-type hikes. And I mean, with the state being as it is, people can get outdoors and experience a lot of these things, and they are. I'm looking at the audience. All are welcome. All are welcome. You know, family-friendly activities to do and experience the outdoors here in the state.
For sure. Well, there are so many things going on in every community. I guess we always encourage people to think about the Blue Blaze hiking trails as being one of those places where they can go to really enjoy the outdoors. You can do it with a group or you could do it on your own. It's free and open to the public. And in 96 different towns, you have parts of that 825-mile trail system that is amazing and a way to get away from it all. So it's also been interesting lately, Joey. There's been more and more studies coming out talking about the importance of the outdoors to mental health, not just we've always known that it's a great way to with your physical health, you know, get outside, get your body moving. But when you get away from the intensity of the electronics world, get out of the work mindset and get into a more remote place where you can be there with trees and maybe a friend or two or a pet, that is where your mind really slows down and your positive look on the world really improves. So there, study after study is finding improvements in mental health from being outdoors.
And that's one thing. We go camping in the spring. We're seasonal at campground over in East Hampton. And, you know, the kids outdoors, there's something to be said about just letting them run around outdoors, experience nature, have fun. And there's no, I mean, for the most part, there's no structure. You can just go outside. If you see something you want to inspect a little more, if we see something, they can do that. There's no right or wrong way to do the outdoors.
That's true. And I mean, that's one of the nice things is not having the rules that you have in other places. You know, you can be outdoors. And of course, there are rules in terms of being courteous to others and not, destroying anything that you're coming across. But you really do have the freedom to do things in your own way. And there's something magical about just being amongst trees and even just seeing trees. It's interesting. There have been some studies that look at people who are in hospital rooms, who are in the process of recovering, and the difference in terms of the speed of recovery between people who can look out on an open, beautiful, natural area versus people who are looking out in a parking lot or not having any sort of outdoor connection. People heal faster when they're looking at natural areas. Just looking at natural areas can make a difference. So imagine what it does to your body in a positive way to be out walking through a natural area.
I mean, that's the thing. And that's it. You can grab make yourself a nice bag lunch or even a bag breakfast here if you're one of those early morning risers. Get out there. You can just, there's something to be said about sitting in the sound of silence when you're out in nature. You know, there's the little, you can hear so many different things you never thought you could hear in the middle of nowhere. And you know, that's one thing I love, like when we go hiking or camping, just that sound of silence. And everyone always laughs at me, especially in the winter. Me and the dog will be standing in the backyard or sitting at the picnic table in the snow. And I'm like, it's so peaceful. You can hear the snow falling. And there's, like I said, it's very tranquil. Your mind relaxes. You can look at things a lot clearer. You understand a little bit. It's just, there's something to be said about being outdoors, and I wish more people would take the advantage of the state parks. And I remember even, you know, one thing when we were growing up, we used to go to People's Forest a lot growing up. My dad would take us up there. We'd go snowmobiling when that was allowed and just walk along the river in the spring, go fishing in the summer. People's Forest, I love that place. Still do. And that's the thing, there's so many other ones. Kent Falls is a beautiful place. One of the car clubs I belong to does a fall foliage cruise, and that's always one of the stops at Kent Falls, beautiful place. And there's so many of those little hidden gems scattered across the state that you can't throw, no pun intended, a stick without hitting a tree in a state park somewhere.
That is true. You know, there's in our relatively small state, there's about 1.8 million acres of land that's classified as forest. So, you know, even if you have right now reasons to be cautious about hugging and intimate contact, you can pick a tree and hug it wherever you'd like. And the tree's not going to mind it, and it's probably going to be a good thing for you. The other thing that we've been saying to folks quite a bit is social distancing is kind of a smart and prudent thing to do if you're thinking about slowing the spread of a virus. However, social isolation can be really bad for you in terms of increasing anxiety and depression. And one of the best antidotes to that is to get outdoors and to find a beautiful place, go for a walk, get your blood pumping, and it's really, you will feel the difference. So I hope folks will take advantage of that.
And now one of the things that hit a few years ago is the tornadoes that came through the state. I know Sleepy Giant was hit pretty hard. Have the parks kind of recovered from that finally, or are there still a few places that are still off limits?
Yeah, pretty much all of the damage at Sleeping Giant and a number of parks in that area and forests have been reopened to the public as of late last year. But, of course, there are storms and other things that happen every year that we have to respond to. We've got amazing volunteers at CFTA that go out and help to reopen trails whenever there are closures. And we try to keep people informed in terms of where there are places that there might be obstacles to getting outdoors. So we always try to post on our website trail notices where there are any of those types of conditions. But for the most part, all of our trails are open, are safe, and great places to go.
And that's one of the things coming up later this year, Connecticut Trails Day. I know it's a little out. We'll get you on before that to, you know, get some people registered. But that's a great thing that you guys do, and I just love it. And we've been to a few of them. It's just amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, people may not realize that the Trails Day that is celebrated here in Connecticut is actually the largest Trails Day that happens anywhere in the country. And it has been every year since CFPA started hosting it and helping to coordinate it in 1993. So we are really dominating the nation in terms of getting people outdoors. Just this last year, there was over 250 events that took place over that first weekend in June, and that is a perfect time for folks to get outdoors. This year, it's the weekend of June 6th and 7th, and we expect, again, to have well over 200 events, and that means that there's something near you, wherever you are, that you can go out and enjoy.
And what is it? You know, we are a small state, and to have an event that's so popular, what is it about the residents of the state that we just love the outdoors for some reason?
Yeah, well, I think it is that because we have relatively a large number of people and a relatively small amount of land, we are always looking for ways to get away from people and connect to the land. So I think we have the third most land trusts of any state in the nation. We have great watershed groups and people who are getting people outdoors to connect with, you know, biking or hiking or equestrian events. So there is something magical about Connecticut where we all work hard and do our thing during the week, but we also want to find a way to get away, and that's why we have so many trails and places to enjoy.
And that's one thing that's neat. I was looking at the photo gallery from last year's Trail Day, and it brings a smile to my face just to see the amount of kids and the youngsters that are out there hiking these trails and honestly just dominating some of them. To see a little 6, 7, 8-year-old just climbing right alongside, you know, these adults that they're geared out, and you got kids and just like, yeah, we're here and, you know, flip flops and we're just going to do this and enjoy the outdoors. I think that's amazing.
Oh, it is. And it really builds a lifelong connection to the outdoors. You know, all you need are a few really good experiences when you're young, and you always have that positive feeling about different places to go and being adventurous and how it makes you feel. And when you're a kid, hey, what's not to love? To go out in a place, and if we're talking about Trails Day, you're going out with a leader of an event who really knows that area intimately and can talk about all the cool things that you're going to find along the way, and it really helps to enrich the experience, and that sticks with you.
And that's one thing, you know, like I said, you're there with some experience. You don't have to worry about getting lost. The trails are marked fantastically. It's a great introduction to get people out there. So as June approaches, we're going to have to talk more. But for today, we're going to have to wrap things up, unfortunately. Again, joining me is Eric Hammerling, the executive director of ConnecticutWoodlands.org, or the Connecticut Forest and Parks Association. There's great things always going on. Check out the website. I suggest, you know, like I said, the most kids are going to be home from school for the next 2 weeks, if not longer. And then we're rolling right into April vacation if districts are still going to have that. So there's no reason why we can't get outside, enjoy the outdoors. Eric, thank you for joining me with this morning, and I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, Joey. Thanks so much.
All right, so that was Eric Hammerling, the executive director of the Connecticut Forest and Parks Association. And that's the thing. Get outside, you know, relax a little bit, enjoy the outdoors. Everyone's going to be stuck at home, so you can kind of beat the rush, I guess you could say, and get outdoors and enjoy it. So if you have any other things you would like me to talk about on the show or any events that are not canceled in the near future, you can email me at WTICcomments@entercom.com. That's WTICcomments@entercom.com. And remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.